Hello. This story that you're about to listen to is titled Surrounded. Does it feel like you are surrounded by challenges and negative situations? Are you at the point of giving up? I suggest that you listen to this story. And in this story, you will see how we fight battles without losing and without stress. In the month of February, I had a series of challenges and attacks. I was very frustrated. I was falling sick very often. It was from one illness to the other. The doctors were so confused because all my test results showed that nothing was wrong with me. At night, I would hear different kinds of sounds in my room. It was terrible. I am a Christian. I pray in the Holy Spirit. I fast, I give, I make positive declarations. I did all this over and over again, believing God would step into my situation. In March, I began to dry up. I was getting dressed to go for a brief walk when I noticed that all my clothes were looking oversized. I sat down on my bed feeling very afraid because it dawned on me that I wasn't just sick, I was dying. And the most frustrating part is that the nature of this sickness was still a mystery. It all began on the 28th of January. On my way back from work, I started to feel pains around my chest. I assumed that it would subside once I get some rest, but it became more severe. Then it began to extend to my back. And after about a week, I began to feel very sick. After running some x-rays, tests and all, I was told I was perfectly okay. But deep down, I knew something was wrong. So I began to pray. I surrendered the entire situation to God in prayers. Then one day, it was impressed in my heart to start listening to messages and confessing scriptures on healing. So I downloaded some messages on healing and began to listen to them. I did that for a couple of days. You know, I expected the pains to subside and for me to get well. But I didn't get better. The pains tripled 6 days after I started doing what God told me to do. I couldn't even get out of bed. So I said to myself, I'm going back to the hospital. Perhaps my faith isn't strong enough for this situation. It's not working. So I went back to the hospital and they placed me on new sets of drugs. Yeah, I got a little bit relieved, but then I was so fed up and frustrated. I couldn't go to the office as much as I used to anymore, or even do things that I used to do before. So I took out a seed and sowed it. Then I prayed to God and believed that I am healed. I told God I had sown because I am sure I am healed. And there it was. My faith suddenly became revived. I began to make declarations over my health every day. I had so much faith on my inside that I knew it was it. My healing was going to manifest. But sadly, 2 weeks after, I still wasn't completely well. Even though my faith was still up, there wasn't really any change. I became even more discouraged when the symptoms of illness and pains began to intensify. At that point, I began to feel like giving up on God. I no longer felt like praying. Yet, I felt a push inside of me to start praising God for my healing. It felt like God had already healed me. I felt joy welling up on my inside, and it kept pushing me to praise God. But because of my anger towards God and how discouraged I had become, I did all I could to ignore this push until that very day that I looked into the mirror to find out that I was drying up. Despite how discouraged I was, the push to praise God still remained. It was an uncontrollable joy, a sweet tingling feeling on the inside. So out of frustration, I burst into tears. I told God to help me. I explained how horrible and frustrated I felt because my healing hadn't manifested. So I said to God, "I give up. I just want to look to you and lean on you. Please help me out of this. Please help me. Medicine has failed me. Please don't fail me. I still hope in you, Lord." And like a snap, I had a vision. In that vision, I saw myself duplicated in two places. I saw these duplicates of me in a battle. These duplicates were standing on their own, and they were individually in battle and surrounded by thousands of enemies. The enemies were charging towards each of my duplicates. It was a very frightful sight. Then all of a sudden, my attention was drawn to one of my duplicates. As I looked keenly to see how she's going to defeat the forces against her, I saw her raise both hands to heaven. She was praising God and confessing healing scriptures and making declarations. Her trust was completely in God. She was full of joy. But then I noticed that she kept looking at and observing the enemies as they charged towards her. As she did this, I began to see a great force, like a strong wind surrounding her. But I really don't think she could see or feel this wind. It was only visible to the enemies, I guess. So as the enemies came close, they were immediately blown away by this wind. Her hands were still up when suddenly something like an arrow clothed in fire was shot at her from the midst of the enemy. The moment she saw the arrow fired in her direction, she dropped her hands and bent down in fear and panic. Then all of a sudden, I saw the strong wind that was swirling around her fade away immediately. This made it easy for the arrow to hit her and leave her badly injured. Shortly after, I saw the second duplicate. She did exactly what the first duplicate had done. Her hands were also raised to heaven. She was also praising God and confessing healing scriptures and making declarations. But there was something different. She never looked at the enemies. She was so focused on God and very much at peace, as though she wasn't in a battle. I could see that her trust was completely in God and that she was full of joy. Then suddenly, I saw the same arrow clothed in fire being fired at her. This time, the arrow looked very fierce and it moved in her direction with a loud sound I think was meant to distract her. But to my surprise, she looked towards the arrow, laughed at it, and looked up again with her hands lifted high. Guess what? The arrow didn't even get to the strong wind that surrounded her at all. It just turned back, exploded, and consumed all the enemies. Then I heard a loud voice say to me, When you feel surrounded by battles, remember that you are surrounded by God. By the time I regained consciousness, I knew what I had to do was take my eyes off what I can see and focus on what Jesus has done for me on the cross, giving him thanks. There were days the pains increased, but then I'd laugh at it and hold on to God's word concerning my healing for me. To be honest with you, I don't even know how the symptoms eventually disappeared. I decided not to be conscious of it at all. All I know now is I have divine health at work in me and that I have no more pains because Christ has won the battle over sickness for me and healed me. I have healing on the inside of me. Hallelujah. This is also applicable to any circumstance or situations you may be faced with. Just remember that when it feels like you are surrounded by the enemy, remind yourself that you are also surrounded by God. We fight with our hands lifted up, and it always ends up in victory. Thank you for listening to this amazing story. I know you were blessed by it. This story was originally written by and narrated to you by OtisStories.com. I'll see you in the next story. God bless you. I love you.